Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening. Obviously, tomorrow night, hockey. The Panthers will look to close it out at home against the Boston Bruins. Last night, they took that 3-1 edge, and certainly we'll have all the action for you tomorrow evening. As I said earlier, one of our guests is somebody who, over the last 3-4 years, has really emerged on the scene. Has played football, has been around it for a long time. He has worked with a lot of great quarterbacks. And today, I think he's kind of booked up because of the fact that this is spring. He's got to go out and see the kids that he's trained, and he continues to train. But the one thing about Baylen Trujillo is he's a tireless guy. He'll go anywhere. He works extremely hard. He teaches. He's just one of the guys that you want to be around if you're a quarterback, especially in the state of Florida. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Baylen, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you. You're probably leaving a practice now.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, man. I love anytime I can get on your show, man. I love what you stand for, especially when it comes to high school recruiting. I'm all about it. Obviously, you have ties in Miami. I'm a big Miami fan, so got family there, got family ties. So I love everything that you do, man. So I appreciate you always having me on the show. And, yeah, actually, I am just now leaving it. Practice at Edgewater High School, one of my top quarterbacks in the 26th class. Carter Emanuel was practicing, and Coach Duke asked me to come out there and watch him today. So I was out there doing a little bit indie periods, and I do that from time to time, especially in the spring. And I'll check out all the different, you know, high schools that have all my top guys at. And again, I just love being around the game, like seeing the relationships build that I have with the high school coaches, as well as, you know, obviously keeping hands on with the quarterbacks that I train to make sure they're taken care of during practices and making sure everything is run smoothly. But again, appreciate you having me.
You know, anytime, because of the fact that I respect what you do, and I, you know, you talk to the kids, and, you know, whenever I go anyplace and see the quarterbacks, you know, during our camp down here, you know, I called you up and told you about what Michael Clayton was doing and what Bjorn Jorgensen has done. And those are two kids from the Central Florida area that are, you know, climbing the charts along with Noah Grubbs, a 2026 kid. Talk about those players, because you've been working with those guys since before high school. So you get a chance to see these kids at a young age and watch them develop and understand, hey, listen, that when they reach their full potential, they've got arm strength, they're smart, you know, they read defenses real well. It's just going to, you know, it's a matter of time before they grow into the position.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And like you said, I take pride in that and in knowing that. You know, a lot of trainers, they from across the country, they'll get kids that already are elite, that already have built a brand or built a name, and they're already got offers. And the guys you just mentioned, including several others that you didn't mention that are elite, I was able to develop at a young age. We're talking Bjorn Jorgensen, who's now a Virginia commit, who you were high on at the camp. You know, he blew up on the scene pretty fast here, and he's now committed to an ACC power in Virginia. You know, I got him when he was in the fourth grade. Then you got Noah Grubbs, who was a, you know, more of a baseball kid, also played youth football, but then he was an eighth grader, got him and developed him and completely changed his game. Now he's number 3 in the country. And then you got the other kid you just talked about,
Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton. He was a fifth grader that was a basketball kid, and I saw greatness when he started throwing the ball early, and I told his dad, put the basketball down, and I'll make him one of the top quarterbacks and rivals. So, I mean, you got Brady Hart, same thing, eighth grader. You got Darion Coleman, who was 10 years old when I started training him, and Cardi Mann, who I just left practice, he was also in the fifth grade when I got him. So, like you said, man, I take pride in actually developing kids and molding them into who they are today, which is what is, you know, getting them the offers and the attention. But at the end of the day, they got to perform. So when the lights turn on, you got to do what you've been taught to do and develop to do. And my job as a trainer is to eliminate thinking. And when I get my players to start becoming more reactive and not thinking, that's when they're being consistent and playing at a high level. So I take pride in that, and it's been fun to watch their journey.
No doubt. Baylen Trujillo joining us. He is just out. Like he says, he works with his true quarterback training. He does a tremendous job. And last year when you came down for that pylon event, you had an opportunity to see Zach Katz for the first time.
Yeah.
Then in the eighth grade. Now, I mean, he's a two-year starter, and he's only going into the 10th grade. Talk about him, because here's a guy who is – you know, taking himself, you know, and established himself at a school like Miami True North. And now he moves into the number two team in the nation last year in Shaman Amadana with so many weapons around him and his familiarity with, you know, one of his receivers that came. Talk about him and his, you know, what the ceiling has for him. Because sometimes, Baylen, you know, these kids peak out so early and maybe never reach that potential again.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I love that you brought up Katz, because I will never forget when I saw him. Now, he was almost denied the camp, if you didn't know that, because we were only focusing on sophomores through seniors going into that camp to help them boost recruiting and all that. And obviously, he was an eighth grader. So I actually told the coaches, why not let him compete? He's obviously here. Let's see what he can do. And I never even knew the kid. And then all of a sudden, he starts throwing the ball, and I'm like, he's actually better than all the other kids here that are older, and some of them already had offers. So I was like, who is this kid? And he ended up winning. I told the coach, I said, I don't care. I'm not about politics. You're not going to not give this kid MVP. He's the best arm out here, and I'm glad that they did that. So regardless of age, he was the best quarterback out there, and he earned the camp MVP that day at St. Thomas Aquinas. And I'll never forget meeting his dad afterwards and him telling me a little bit about his background at True North and how he was the starter. And then I looked more into him when I got home, and I'm like, wow, this kid is actually the real deal. And now he's got, what, 5-6 Division I offers, and he's betting on himself going to Chaminade Madonna. So I'm so excited about him and the potential that he has. And, I mean, sky's the limit. He hasn't even touched the ceiling yet, and he's already competing in Elite 11 circuits and traveling and doing the Rivals camps, Under Armour. So, you know, Zach Katz will be a household name, one of the top, especially in his class in the country. So I've just been blessed enough to coach him in that camp. I know Bozeman does a really good job over there with him. You know, I've reached out to his parents. His parents reach out to me from time to time when I go down to Miami and train Davi Belford. And, you know, there's going to be a time where we're going to eventually meet up, and I'll actually start training him. But like I said, he's just an elite talent. I'm excited to see his future at Chaminade.
Yeah, I mean, and you get a chance to look at you. You mentioned Darion Coleman, a very athletic kid, and moved into the Orlando area to play for Jones, which is obviously, I don't have to tell you, one of the top programs. Talk about him, and also elaborate a little bit more on Noah Grubbs, because we're going to be able to see him in his first game of the season this year when Lake Barry comes and plays Cardinal Gibbons.
Yeah, Darion Coleman, I mean, there's stuff on YouTube you can see where I was with him when he was 10, 11, and 12 years old. He was throwing an NFL football. He was training with DeAndre Francois, who was a Florida State guy. And, I mean, this kid is a generational – I say that about Noah. I claim Noah's the generational talent. But Darion Coleman, if I had to bet $1 million on who's going to win the Heisman in college, it's going to be him. He's just – he's everything. I mean, he threw – I believe 42 touchdowns as a sixth grader at Fort Meade, and then he started as an eighth grader on the high school level, and then I saw the trajectory of what he was doing, and I knew he had to go to a powerhouse. And I played under Elijah Williams, who's now the head coach at Jones, and when I had that conversation with his family, I said, look, I got to get him in a powerhouse so that we can put him on the map. They were all in, and so they moved to Orlando, and he is at Jones, and got him actually after game three. He was a starter at Plant City where his dad played, and that's when the conversation started getting really real. So now he had a whole eighth grade season on varsity, and now he was a ninth grader starting for the first three games at Plant City, and I saw where it was headed. And I wouldn't say they didn't have much talent, but I was like, I got to put this kid in a situation where he's going to be the guy. And so he trusted me and the parents trusted me, and we got him out of there, and he transferred to Jones midway through his freshman year, played JV a little bit because he was technically illegal to play on varsity because of the transfer rules. And, I mean, he was just – it was like a man amongst boys. Just he was goofing off, running 20 – he looked like Johnny Manziel out there. It was just so easy for him. And then, obviously, we saw what happened when he took the reins as a sophomore. First game against Jesuit, threw 5 touchdowns in the first half under the big lights of the Citrus Bowl or Camping World Stadium. So we knew he was destined for greatness. I don't want to say he took a 4-star's job, but, I mean, when you're a sophomore and you're the starting quarterback, when you have a 4-star quarterback who's – you know, committed to Ole Miss, and you know you're outplaying him. That just speaks volume. And again, I trained Trevor, so he's a special talent too. But that just shows you how elite Darion Coleman is. So he's headed in heights where he's got over 17 D1 offers. I just took him to Oklahoma 3 weeks ago. You know that seems to be his favorite school right now. He's got a long list of schools that want him. Oklahoma is the top leading candidate right now as we stand. But I mean, the kid's just such a freak athlete. And then you go to Noah Grubbs. He's also in that 26 class. The kid that I got his 8th grade year, as I just mentioned, and I'm telling you what, man, that is a generational freak. I mean, you want to see what an NFL quarterback looks like in high school, go to the game against Cardinal Gibbons if you're in Miami. You're going to see what that looks like. He just had his scrimmage on Sunday, and he picked up where he left off last year after throwing 49 touchdowns and setting 7 school records. You know, he threw 7 touchdowns this past Saturday in his first ever scrimmage his junior year. So, I mean, he's already headed in heights that I have never seen as training 10 years. The kid has just got the total package. He understands the game from the IQ level. He can make any throw on the field. I mean, you got schools like Notre Dame, Miami, Michigan, Nebraska. You know, they're all blowing me up every right. single day. I mean, literally, as I'm talking to you right now, Campbell from Michigan is calling me. So, like,
they just got a commitment from Smith.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It just what he brings to the table is unbelievable, man. And I hope you guys get a chance to go watch him live because it's something special. I mean, granted, they don't have the talent, I would say, as last year, the receiver core, because he lost all 4 his receivers. They're all seniors. But they have a really solid group of kids coming back and a couple kids that are going to have to step up. And like I said, this past Saturday, he threw 7 touchdowns in a scrimmage. So, I mean, he's looking crispy solid, and he's changed his body. He went from 228 pounds to 192 with 8% body fat. I mean, he's shredded right now. He's on a whole different trajectory. I got him with NFL trainers right now. So he's training with NFL guys nonstop, speed agility trainer, a chiropractor, a nutritionist. So Noah is just, he's on a completely different plane right now. And, you know, they obviously have the funds to do all that. But, I mean, to be where he's at, you gotta invest into that type of stuff. So, and yeah, I see him 2 to 3 times a week. So the kid's just special. And so is Darion. So is Michael. So is Brady Hart. You know, so is Zach Katz, who I've never even trained, just coached him in that camp. And, you know, I got so many talented guys that are just flawless. And Jurgensen is another one. Bjorn, he's in that 25 class, who's now committed to Virginia. I mean, these all kids, they're the real deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Baylen, I want you to come through and come up with that list. I told you, you and I talked about some of the quarterbacks statewide so people could read it. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, whether it be training or just check you out, how do they do it?
Yeah, so I'm very active on Twitter. I market my guys so you can see all the kids that I train. I post videos every day almost, especially the kids that are, you know, that are elite, so make sure that they're in front of the right people. But if you want to really get a hold of me or see what I'm doing, my Twitter is at Baylen Trujillo. Same thing with my Instagram, but I'm really focused on my Twitter because that's how you market the kids. And quarterbacks, if you're listening, make sure you get a Twitter account. Make sure you stay active and make sure you post. And make sure your coaches and trainers are promoting you because that's really how it's going to get you to that next level. I mean, to be honest with you guys that are listening, players will post their stuff all the time on social media, but that's what is expected, right? Yeah. So if I'm a college coach and I see a player bragging about himself or posting his stuff, he's supposed to do that. You know, it's more credible when you got coaches or trainers promoting their kids, which is obviously putting branding names or school names on a kid, which means the chances of them being that type of player and elite to get an offer just means much more. So definitely make sure you guys are getting promoted. And I'm all about that when it comes to my quarterbacks. And I'm a firm believer of that. And I won't do it unless I train you. So if you hear me and you're Miami and I come to Miami periodically, I was just there last weekend training Davi and a couple other guys from the local schools. You know, try to find me, try to get up to me in Orlando or wait till I'm in Miami or Tallahassee or wherever you want to be at Tampa. But I will not market a kid unless I train them, because I got to see them for myself. And obviously, I have some tricks to my
good
trade
stuff
that I make sure my kids are polished. But I appreciate you giving
you
me
too,
that little thing.
I appreciate you. Get home to your wife. She don't see you much. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll get back to you. Have a good one, and well, I'll contact you about writing something up.
No doubt, man. And I also got a 22-month-old I got to go train, too. So he's in the crib right now.
Yeah, 2041.
So, yeah,
2041.
That's right.
All right, Baylen. Thanks.
All right,
good stuff. Baylen Trujillo does a tremendous job and works with a lot of guys. And I'll tell you what, he could probably go on the whole show talking about everybody he trains.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.